Welfare rolls have dropped more than 50% over the past decade. Former President Bill Clinton, who spearheaded welfare reform, promised to end welfare as we know it. Now he, along with Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare Michael O. Levitt, are claiming success as welfare reform prepares to enter its second decade. There has indeed been some success, but it was primarily confined to the first few years after the legislation went into effect. Child poverty fell and employment rates for single mothers rose. In addition, positive changes came about in the child support enforcement system, which helped some mothers to leave welfare behind. An expanded earned income and child tax credit program helped too, along with more funds for child care subsidies and health care for children and low-income working families. Since the year 2000, however, welfare reform's positive thrust has been blunted. According to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, in a recent report issued jointly with the Center for Law and Social Policy, in 2004, the latest year for which data are available, approximately 1.5 million children fell into poverty between those years. Similarly, employment rates among single mothers have fallen. This situation led to an increase in the number of single mothers who are both jobless and who, because of new restrictions, receive no help from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. What then lies ahead in the next decade of welfare reform? Much will depend on whether the federal government, instead of cutting the expenditures needed to free people trapped in poverty, shows more willingness to cut elsewhere and to ensure income support for single mothers and their children, as well as for those facing the greatest barriers to employment. Now, the U.S. Census Bureau's recently released report for 2005 shows that the poor have indeed become poorer. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.